You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you go download the Riotcast app and check out all the fabulous shows on this network.
Yeah, buddy.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's you, buddy.
Although, if you're going to call in and claim that Fob invented the English language, please save your fucking calls.
Yeah, no shit. I'm here now. I don't need any backup. Thank you, though.
I listened back to that, and it was just as bad, if not worse, than it sounded live. It was
absolutely.
He coined that mental midget.
Yeah.
Phrase. What?
I didn't understand. Was he calling you a mental midget?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not far off.
Asshole.
Chris kept calling him gay.
You're gay.
You fairy.
That was fucking funny, dude. I'm glad you called in too when you heard.
Yeah, it was funny. I was trying to listen as much as I could.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
I was really
I'm glad
off.
You called in too. It sounded like you were in the middle of a fucking tornado.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't in Oklahoma though, so we're good. I was listening back to that and I was really pissed off when I came in and scared you guys because you didn't hear me at all. I just heard you, like, folding like a rag.
Oh,
and I
man.
Heard her bang her knee in against the table.
And she was scared like, the shit out
Missy
of me.
Missy was all
man.
Pissed. She's like, you fucker. Like, she was, like, all mad and stuff.
Jeez, you scared the shit
You were
shit
more
out
high-pitched
me,
than Missy was. Ugh. Missy was all like...
I should have cut that, because I was
heard,
like...
Did you hear her? Yeah, yeah. He's like, you were like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Fucker, man. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was pissed I couldn't hear that. I was hoping to hear me like yell at you guys. You were calm as shit, man.
Well, I saw the door open.
Yeah, he didn't even budge. Chris was just like...
He saw you coming.
He probably heard me coming.
I felt the fucking room shaking like Jurassic Park.
He saw the water on the table. Boom. Boom.
You got me, man. You got me good.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it, too. As I'm walking up the stairs, I'm like, Mark is going to get worse because his back.
Yeah.
You don't know what's
I'm
going on.
I'm lucky my knees didn't hit this and everything fucking go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, man. You did get me, though.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I had to change my drawers when I got home.
I bet you were like on your side in the chair.
Jesus,
God
dude.
Damn it! Another skid mark in these fucking boxers.
Bad enough I get them on without you scaring me.
When Marco takes his boxers off, people think it's Adidas. Three stripes down the back of the middle.
That or I'm a sergeant in the army.
Yeah, I was pissing myself. The show was great though, man. I was having a really good time listening to it. I was catching it in like sections,
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as I would finish one, I would be like, "Man, I can't wait to go back and listen to the rest of it." So
we got some positive feedback from people. They couldn't believe Missy and the whole Alamo was a pub, and
that was
Paul Revere and Alamo. What the fuck?
That was hysterical.
And you were right. We did leave her off the hook a little bit. We didn't really kill her.
I mean, that's all right, though. It was fine. I mean,
got to sit there and let her talk, man. That's why I hate when people fucking tweet like what we're talking about. No, this is what it was. Like, dude.
Yeah, we know.
We know what we're doing with her. Just let her talk. If you tell her what it is straight off the bat, it just kills everything.
Yeah, let her self-destruct.
Let her talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at Chris the whole time like, this fucking chick is off the rocker, which we already know.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's never surprising, though. You notice that? Like, even to this day, when she tells a story, like, when she was going into the whole jellyfish Illuminati thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I was like, no.
I looked it up, and I had to read that whole paragraph. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah, I didn't. But, I had never heard anything like that.
Neither have
jellyfish.
I.
So,
nope.
But she sounded like she knew what she was
talking
about.
She does
that
all the time, though. But still, it sounded so ridiculous. I'm sitting there, I'm like, jellyfish don't live forever. I know they don't live forever, because they're always dead on the fucking beach. And it's not because people are stabbing them to death. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they weren't murdered.
They were murdered.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The murdered jellyfish. What a loon.
I just got a couple messages here. They want to know who the fuck was that in the background. Because it ain't Missy.
No shit. It's actually a female's voice.
Yeah,
I didn't even hear her make a peep.
Yeah, she said something.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
What a shock. You're not listening to her.
Closer. Are you coming?
Closer.
You got to move up a little bit there, Chief.
It's not his dick. It doesn't smell like cheese. Get closer.
It's a little bigger, but it'll do.
You're actually right about that. It's definitely not that heavy either.
He has a very, very small penis.
Yeah, it's quite an astonishment.
My dick is really small.
Is he humongous?
No.
I mean, who cares if you have a small dick? It's how you use it, right?
Wrong. Wrong. Who came up with that bullshit line? I definitely didn't coin that phrase. So what do they want to know?
They want to know who it is.
It's the love of my life.
The guy who called in last week?
No, definitely not. No, my girlfriend has escorted me to the show tonight, so she's sitting in. She will not be partaking the entire time, God forbid, but I'm sure she'll say things here and there. She wants to keep her identity, you know.
Lick each other's buttholes in Denny's bathroom.
The fuck?
We won't mention your name, don't worry about it.
No, it's not that. You can say her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. I think she wants to just not let people know that she's with me.
Well, if that's the case.
Incognito.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's the case, doing dinner, you'd walk in first.
Oh, dude, you should have seen. Even tonight, there was a group of fucking douchebags sitting. As soon as we walk in, it's that same old look, like, really, dude?
Look at that poor girl. She's blind.
Where's her seeing eye dog?
No.
That's got to be her brother.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably your dad.
Kids are like 15.
How the fuck do I know? I don't know. They're all tatted up. They can't be 15. They had sleeve tattoos.
Somebody
one
just
of them had off some cut off jeans rolled up in a book bag. Oh,
we were talking about that. The styles today are just
they're ridiculous.
Blatantly homosexual.
The 80s are coming back.
It's gay.
It is gay.
Fucking quiz!
Yeah, they definitely had that look on their face. You're right. They probably were like, where is her seeing eye dog?
Jeff said, maybe I'm just too used to Missy's whiskey and cigarette drowned gravel voice, but that chick sounds like she's 13. Bob got her straight from the Philippines.
Mail order bride, buddy. Taught her the English language and everything. You know how we do it.
I fucked that chick, and I think she is well under 18 years old.
Unbelievable. This episode is going to get her to break up with me.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with this guy across from me.
Me?
I'm not going to say anything. Just make sure you don't put your mouth on the mic because you might get something.
Yeah.
I'll stay away from it.
Yeah. Don't lick it or anything.
Why the fuck would you? And if you see anything moving on it, don't worry. It'll die within 24 hours.
I spray it down with Lysol after every show.
Yeah.
Good. I feel protected now.
You should.
I would.
Lysol doesn't kill anything she has. If you wake up with ear fungus tomorrow, don't say we didn't warn you.
Right.
Turns out she's just another whore.
I was hoping Missy would be here tonight.
Oh, God, I don't like the sound of that at all. No, just kidding. I'm sure she'd be pissed once she hears this and hears you on the show and her not here.
What?
Because she'll probably be like...
Boom!
After all the
I wish you were here.
Yeah. After all the torturing I do to her, she's probably like just waiting to try to snatch you away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, literally. Yeah. Snatch you away from me.
You shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, she's off again tonight.
She probably would have quizzed her, too. She would have quizzed you pretty good, I think.
Who?
Yeah.
Missy.
Would have quizzed her?
Yeah.
On what?
Who knows? What goes
oh, like on
mind.
Lesbianism?
Just on, or maybe on you and her. Or, you know, she'd come up with some fucking wild questions.
Probably. Yeah, she'll probably ask if you eat jellyfish or something.
Yeah. You believe in mermaids?
Yeah.
Because they're real.
So far, I've never heard her say anything crazy like that.
No.
No.
You're good, then.
No, you're pretty sane.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Your brain isn't fried on drugs.
Right.
Years of drug abuse.
Which, of course, Missy's explanation of that is, well, you're no fun. Because, you know, imagination keeps you young, apparently, according to Missy.
I think there's some truth to that.
To a point.
Yeah, but not to, like, history. You can't rewrite history to make it fun. Like, I mean, if that's the case, then give me a good story about the Holocaust. Yeah. You know, like, what the fuck?
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Unbelievable. All right, so what's on the agenda tonight?
Everything. Tons of stuff in the news.
Do you want to hear a guy fart on ESPN?
Sure.
Do you want to hear a guy fart right now? I got one brewing.
Yeah, put it in your microphone, man.
It's not that good.
What the fuck? Then why'd you even say it?
Sorry, I'm going to gross you out, but if it's good, I'll fucking do it.
Great.
Gotcha.
Please warn me.
You're going to jump out the window.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be silent.
All right, this is from Deadspin. They said they weren't... It says they're not 100% sure if it's a fart, but it sure fucking sounds like one.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's a tough ask.
I have more respect for Kevin Durant than that.
All right. Well, gentlemen, as
it's not a matter of respect.
They don't beat you up, they'll make things interesting. We'll see tonight at 9:30. Coming up next, more money, more problems. A real issue for draft picks who become instant NFL millionaires. When we come back, former NFL player Tank Johnson joins the desk to talk about since all
I heard that, and I heard on the replay they edited that out.
Yeah, I read the same thing.
Since when were mics planted in people's pants? That sounded really close.
It did sound like the, yeah.
And honestly, that didn't sound like a fart.
Maybe
that
it was a queef. Like,
yeah, that's what it sounded yeah. like.
It was a chick. It was her.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like a, you know, with your mouth.
I don't know about that.
It was a queef.
Yeah. It sounded bad.
Yeah, that was a queef. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
See what happens when you have chicks talking about sports? Oh, she fucking pussy farts.
There's nothing like a good queef, though.
Oh, yeah. I like it with my coffee every morning.
Nice long queef.
That was really funny. I mean, if they want me to keep watching ESPN, keep doing that, because that'll get me to watch it all the time.
If you want me to watch anything with Stephen A. Smith, it's going to have to be something like that.
Is that who was on there?
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they were talking about the NBA.
Yeah.
If he's on there, most likely.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't talking about hockey.
No. No. I haven't even been following hockey.
No, I mean, I told you I boycotted the season.
Yeah, that's right. You did say that. I haven't watched a fucking game this. I don't even know who's in the playoffs still. I
went to a game.
Well, no, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
I don't even. I just found out that the Rangers were down.
Good. Big. Yeah. As long as they lose, I'm happy.
Are they playing tonight? I think.
I don't know.
Game four's tonight. They're down 3-0.
I guess. Yeah. Good.
I'm just saying.
Tyrus Brand sending me fucking text messages about Brzgalov and everything.
What? They're all true and they're all funny.
They are. But fuck him.
Outstanding. He's a wacko. I think him and Missy are related.
He's an idiot.
Exactly.
Goalies usually are fucking weirdos.
No, but this one takes the fucking cake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a whack job.
Not so. But speaking of hockey, since we're on it, you got that national anthem, that woman that jacked up the national anthem.
So when did this happen? What was this hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think the National Junior Hockey Tournament. And
does that even count?
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying.
And they were playing in Canada, so, you know, they have to sing both anthems, and this chick fucked.
Which one did she fuck up? The American one?
Yeah.
How was she on the Canadian one?
Apparently good.
I guess good, because there's no videos of it.
Wow. You can't wait to hear this one.
She killed it, dude. Oh, she can't even sing.
Sounds like Missy singing.
I'm gonna help her out. Look at the fans jumping in there.
What's this girl look like?
Sounds okay.
She's okay.
Did she say Rambo?
It's funny because half of the players are like fucking chuckling the whole time.
They're trying to hold it in and be professional, but it's no way.
I mean, I've heard worse, but this is bad.
The whole he's corrupted.
I love that! Bring it home.
This
girl.
Shit would not have gone on in the States. There's no way.
What do you think happens? What happens if she fucks up in the U.S.? What happens if
you throw shit at her?
If it's at the Wells Fargo Center, she jacks that up before a Flyers
game. Oh, they boot a shit out of her.
They destroy her.
That would imply the Flyers went far this year.
Suspend belief.
That was pretty bad. I don't know what. I guess she just forgot. Maybe she had stage fright. She was like, at the end of one lyric, she's like,
she fucked
and
I don't know, like, part of it you think might be stage fright, but, like, I don't know, like, the long pauses, you would think maybe it's stage fright, but, like, even the part she was singing, she was, like, mumbling, she didn't know the fucking words, she was like,
at least she wasn't Carl Lewis. That was fucking bad. And that dude's black. He's supposed to sing. That's bullshit.
He was out of tune. That
did you hear him? It sounded like somebody was like cutting open a live cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really bad.
You don't have Carl Lewis, do you? That was bad, too.
Hey, just pop it up on YouTube. It'll be there. I bet you if you type in Carl Lewis on YouTube, that's the first thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Up.
Forget his 25 medals.
Dude, let's see him run. Fuck that.
Why, were the cops chasing them?
That
look of
them.
Disapproval.
You're right, dude. That's the first thing that pops up. It's Carl Lewis. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Michael Jordan? Is this a Bulls game?
Silence is golden.
Yeah, you know this fucking...
Dirty Harry said in one of the stupid fucking commercials.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
The fuck?
There you go. Yeah, get through the fucking dumb commercials of fucking YouTube.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, are we all ready?
Oh, yeah. You weren't, though. Right there.
Wow.
Oh, say, can you see and the rockets
He's like, he even knows. He's like, uh-oh.
For the land of the free.
Wow, that was the short version.
Holy shit!
That was so ridiculous. Man, I was...
You miserable fuck.
This guy could fuck up a cup of coffee.
Wow, that was bad. He literally cut out like four lines.
Yeah,
right.
It was two lines. Oh, say four. What?
He pretty much just gave up.
Yep. He's like, uh-oh. No, no, uh-oh.
I'll make up for.
See, that's one of those things.
Oh, Lordy, Adam, fucked up the anthem.
Yeah, if you get chosen or if you, like, you know, volunteer to do something like that, you have to go through with it once you're there.
Right.
You can't just be like, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm done. Although that would have been kind of funny, too, if he was like, yeah, I can't do this, and walked off the court. That would be pretty funny, too. But that's some balls right there to just, like, not only did you fuck it up.
But that's a great thing. That's the best thing about the internet. Your fuck-ups live on forever.
Roseanne Barr at least finished the national anthem.
Yeah, and grabbed her fucking cunt at the end.
Yeah. But still, I mean, she finished it. You got to give her that. This dude didn't even, like, get through the chorus. He was like, as soon as he started, he was finished. Uh-oh. That's all you hear. Uh-oh.
I done fucked up.
That was really bad.
I'm being messaged by a listener of ours, MJA.
Okay.
Breaking news he has for us. Who gives a fuck about sports? Gays are allowed to join the Boy Scouts now. It was just announced.
Okay. I didn't know gays weren't allowed to join the Boy Scouts.
Apparently not.
I had no idea that
yeah,
they were...
apparently no gays ever are allowed in the Boy Scouts till today.
Wow.
I have been touched by your...
As, like, the sponsors or the counselors or as actually the...
Just to join the Boy Scouts. Just so
be the kids.
The kids, yeah.
Obviously, we're not supposed to butt-fuck these kids.
And he wants to know what it'd be creepy
like
for...
18 and under, though, so how can they label them as, like, gay?
They put it on the application.
No, like some 8-year-olds,
like
you know.
Gay.
Sometimes you can tell.
Yeah, if you're 8-year-olds running around
some
with cap shoes.
Some cookies. they put it on the application. I play with Barbies.
I don't like sports. I like dancing.
So is it counselors also?
Yeah,
it's everything.
This must be counselors.
Everybody but Chris. Just keep your pants on.
Even the gays turn Chris down. I need to dance, you fucker.
I'm here to service these young boys.
You didn't like your hairy ass at 8 years old either. Oh, geez.
You said, how creepy would it come across for an openly gay 26-year-old man to try and join the Boy Scouts now?
Oh, no.
I see more power to you.
Pull your pants down.
I'll tell you what. That's going to be interesting camp. I wonder what kind of knots they're going to tie.
I don't like anal.
There's an age limit on Boy Scouts, though.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like 18 and under, I think. And then it would just be the counselors. That's why I think that must be in relation to the counselors. That can't be for the children.
Yeah, MJA, elaborate on that.
They're just, according to our research department,
okay.
They're just allowing gay Boy Scouts, not gay Scout leaders. So they haven't gone across to the leaders yet.
So what is the age bracket of the Boy Scouts then?
I don't know. Why don't you look it up?
I have my phone with me.
I'm slapping you right in your pants.
Yeah, we need more facts here.
You're probably a guy who likes to pleasure other men sexually.
Come on, faggots, get in line.
Oh, so that's
I don't know.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
I don't understand why it was ever a law that they weren't allowed.
Balls and wieners.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
It's fucking Boy Scouts. Who cares?
It's gay anyway to start with.
Yeah, you're kind of forcing them in that direction. Yeah, I want you to bunk up with this kid. Really?
Like, when are the girls coming?
I wonder if they'd have the same restrictions on Girl Scouts.
No lesbians?
Right.
No, everybody likes lesbians.
Yeah.
Nobody likes gay guys for some reason.
It's disgusting.
I want some man meat.
I mean, MJA is excited right now. He's probably going to a club tonight.
He just joined the club.
Yeah. MJA is a Boy Scout.
He's going to dress up in his best gay Boy Scout outfit.
MJA, are you a pedophile? He's here for fig.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
See, I would think joining the Boy Scouts would turn you gay. Like, if you're going to do something, play a sport.
Yeah, why fucking... You're in the woods with a bunch of dudes.
Right.
Laying next to each other, fucking roasting marshmallows.
Doing a share tent.
Yeah.
Roasting marshmallows.
Training them in, like, outdoor survival.
Learning how to tie fucking knots.
Starting a fire without matches.
Oh, they're starting a fire, all right.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing their legs together.
End of the world or something of that nature.
Yeah,
because
if
things would be really great skills to have.
Because if we ever have like a post-apocalyptic world, Boy Scouts are gonna be what save us. Yeah, exactly. They're gonna be rubbing their own two sticks together.
Let's play tummy sticks.
Want to tap heads?
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
Now suck my cock.
Load them in trail mix and they'll be able to light fires without matches.
Oh, God.
You are entirely too gay.
All right. Apparently, Boy Scouts are a religiously backed organization.
I bet they are backed.
There you go. That's why.
Yeah. All the way up to the Pope. Wonder why.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers. He should fucking die. Fucking faggot.
Yep, backed by religious. Do on to others, except gays, blacks.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Mexicans.
How is it backed by religious, and they're allowing gay kids to join the Boy Scouts? Because if anything, most religions are against homosexuality.
So fucking hypocritical.
Right.
Every
religion. How does that work? Is it like you get a pass because you're wearing a yellow handkerchief around your neck?
Hey, look at the knot I tied on this scarf.
So faggy, I can't even think about it.
It's a sailor knot.
There's that fag talk we talked about. You hear me, you fucking faggot? He's a fag. You fucking faggot.
Oh, we go all day.
Oh, yeah.
I like balls and gum.
You sound like a gay.
Everything's at Butt Fuckingham Palace.
The mountain of gayness.
So you guys suck each other's cocks, huh?
Hold on, I got it.
He was sucking a Cub Scout's dick.
Who would have thought that that would have paid off one day? You know what the new game is there, right?
Just the tip.
You got to
just the fist.
Stick pine cones in my ass.
Just the tip is too much.
Right.
Amen to that.
Come on my face.
Good God.
Sucking each other's dicks.
You want me to finish him off?
Up and down on a cock.
Rub one off to Tony Hawk.
Good.
You know
God.
What? If you don't want to kiss me, I'm not blowing you anymore.
What?
Roll around in the balls.
This is how it talks.
You don't want to join Chris and my Boy Scout troop.
Marco. I wish I could quit you.
Marco.
Flashing. Lights.
That's at nighttime when they're all dancing around the fire.
Flashing. Lights. Flashing.
Oh my God!
Hot shots.
Oh, Jesus.
It's big. It's big.
Oh, man.
No.
That's some crazy shit.
Motherfucker,
A huge dick.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Kill yourself.
I got hard for a second.
Homo.
Uncut cocks.
This is what we do.
Welcome to the party. Yeah.
Oh, man.
One more rule.
No lube, just joking.
Fuck you.
Penises.
Exit only, pal.
Shot of me. Come on.
I'm a homo.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. Jesus Christ.
So now here's the question.
Yeah.
I'm almost 100% sure that you're not going to let your son join the Boy Scouts.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't really want him to.
Gonna have him play sports?
Yeah. I mean, his room is full of posters and shit.
Oh, he's going to be hitting balls, all right.
Just because I forced it down his fucking throat.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking...
He's going to suck a dick. Just, yeah. This is at you, Dad. Yeah. Oh.
Dad, I want tap shoes. Fuck. Tap shoes.
Like the kid in that Adam Sandler and Kevin James movie.
Yes.
Remember, it was Kevin James' son. He wanted to dance.
I now pronounce you Chuck.
Yeah. He was... the kid wanted to be in a play.
Was it Oklahoma or something?
I don't
like that?
Know, but well, I would hope not because it ain't there no more.
I need to dance, you fucker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to show you my good.
Right in the fucking eye.
Jesus.
That's a fucking tuba. I wanted to move my penis around to the backside of my ass.
You guys are going to turn my girlfriend gay after this. She's going to be like, I'm done with the dick thing.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the news, the news report of the Boy Scouts. I don't know how we crammed that in between whatever the fuck we were talking about.
Not only did he put it on, not only did Facebook, he fucking texted me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I don't know how he got my number. That's kind of creepy. How'd you get my number?
Liar. Yeah,
you know, I was going to say. Homo.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, we're a friend of the gays, man. He knows
you
that.
You cocksucker.
Don't lump us in with you.
Oh, you don't like gays?
No, we're fine with them, but don't, you know, you can't sit there and be like, fuck you, and then be like, oh, we're a friend of the gays.
Sure I can.
Who is that? You fairy.
I got the most gay sound bites.
Yeah, you do. I don't know if that was by accident or...
You never? That's
how long did it take for the guy to come?
What were we talking about before that came up?
Oh, the National Anthem.
I don't remember. Oh.
It was the end of that conversation.
Yeah, I guess so. We ended it on a high note. No pun intended. Carl Lewis, fuck it. Well, we saved that girl some face because Carl Lewis, I'm telling you, that's the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah, by far.
I've never heard worse.
He cut out 3/4 of the fucking
song.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That was by far the worst rendition, if that's what you want to call it, of the National Anthem. I mean, that was just... I don't know how anyone didn't throw shit at him. I don't give a shit if you're Carl Lewis.
He would have been better off coming out and saying, yeah, home of the brave. See ya. Bye.
Right. Yeah. Peace. Drop the mic. Walk away. But no, he actually tried to belt it out, and it was horrible. Mm. Horrible. It was really bad.
No! They're all going to laugh at you!
Which they did.
How could you not?
Oh, yeah. They had a picture of Derek Coleman on the sideline just fucking putting the jersey on.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. Yeah. I forgot about that.
All the players were fucking laughing at it. How can you not?
That was bad.
You think he stuck around for the rest of the game, or he hightailed it home?
I don't think he's been on TV since.
Fuck, man. Free tickets. I'd have stayed.
Dude, you better have a press box or something.
He probably did.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
I'm not sitting in that crowd after that performance. Fuck that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, could you imagine? All right. Did you ever have to do, like, recitals when you were a little girl in school?
Yeah.
You did? Yeah. Did you ever mess up? No, I guess not.
Well, no, because it wouldn't have mattered if you messed up because we were so many of us. Oh. You know?
I was going to say, if you did, like, school. A solo and you screwed up, would you want to sit with the crowd after that? No, you want to go home.
I want out. You'd have no choice, though, but to sit there.
But you would probably run behind the curtain.
But the only ones who had solos were good in the first place.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying you weren't good?
I was not good.
Okay.
No.
Woman?
I'm not a singer.
She got beat out by Missy. Oh, see.
Probably is a better singer than me.
Probably. I don't know.
You heard some of her singing on the show.
Mm-hmm. She's probably better than me.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Not that close, but
she's pretty bad. I don't know if you could be as bad as her.
No, she's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
She's so, terrible.
You know, Missy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hard to beat. Yeah. Or hard to be as terrible.
Yeah, you remember we tried to do that duet, me as Bill Clinton?
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas duet?
Yeah.
We did it once we were off the air. We were doing it, like, you know, afterwards. And we were trying, and it was just brutal. What was the song? Was it Blue Christmas or something?
I don't remember. Did we even save that?
I think I have it somewhere.
It's got to be on the other computer.
Yeah, but I don't remember if it was that. It might have been...
what the fuck did I just hear?
I don't remember. I have it somewhere. I know I have it somewhere. I came across it not too long ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was god-awful.
It was really, really bad. I mean, I didn't really have to sing because I was just doing my shitty impression of Bill Clinton. But she was trying to, like, really sing, and it was...
Because she used to be in choir, apparently.
She's got her own band. It's called the Off Keys.
I mean, she had us thinking she was in fucking, right? She was in a choir.
Well, Missy's never going to tell you she can't do nothing.
That's true.
I mean, she's, you know, give her credit. At least she steps up to the plate. Mm. She strikes out, but she steps up to the plate. Yeah, after that song, I hated Christmas even more. Because she was, like, standing right near me reading the words. You remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it was funny bad. It was just bad.
It was bad. Yeah, that's why we never aired it. Yeah. It was really, really
bad.
It
was just unbearable. Yeah.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
She couldn't even hold it. Like, she couldn't even hold the sentence. Like, she would just, her mind would go out somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. It turned into, like,
it was bad.
Like the Tsunami incident.
It was bad karaoke, man. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was bad karaoke. That's the worst karaoke ever.
Hey, Andrew Lisa on the line.
All right.
Andrew Lisa.
Jersey, motherfucking jerk.
Yo.
What's up?
Nothing, guys. What's going on? The girl you just played singing the national anthem at the hockey game in Canada, you know who she sounds like to me?
Who's that?
She sounds like, you ever see A League of Our Own with Tom Hanks, girl baseball movie?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Remember when they sneak out to the bar and the fat, ugly girl that they'll never do close-ups on for the television show, she's singing karaoke?
Yeah.
It had to be you.
It had to be you.
Right, she's like, I'm singing to you, Wilbur. He's like,
Yes, that's right. Her voice and probably wasn't as bad as that, but the fat, ugly chick was definitely a better singer than the anthem.
Definitely, man. And who was the guy? Who was it that was just singing that?
That was Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
I thought it was the fucking black next-door neighbor from the Cleveland kidnapping.
I don't think he would have been singing the national anthem.
No, I guess not.
I bet you, yeah, that guy probably would sing better than Carl Lewis. I think that's the one thing Carl Lewis can't do, is sing. He can run, he can jump, he can still rock a fucking, what do you call it, kid and play,
high top fade,
yeah, mm-hmm. But he can't sing to save his fucking life.
He can't sing and probably can't read.
Not if he could memorize that song.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't memorize the song. When he was trying to read the lyrics, he was just reading the music note parts and thought those were words.
He was waiting for the bouncing ball, and it never happened.
I gotta go, guys. I just wanted to fucking call and made me remind me of that fucking movie. Have a great show. I'll be listening. Welcome back, Fob. I don't know if I'm allowed to say names, but hi, Fob's girlfriend.
Yeah, you're allowed to say names.
Okay, because when they said, as soon as I heard it, I knew exactly who it was, and then they go, who's that? And Fob goes, it's the love of my life. And I'm like, why'd you put headphones on a pizza? All right, later, guys. Love you.
That was awesome. Andrew. Andrew. That was awesome.
What? It could be done? Honey, go get me a pizza.
You have headphones on a pizza.
That was funny. Andrew's fucking great.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to come back.
Yeah, last week he said he's thinking about coming back.
I think it's fine. I heard.
Where's he at, California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's expecting now.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you? Yeah, that's probably like the first thing I told you. Yeah. All right, I'm right. All right, back to the show. Yeah. Sorry. We'll talk about this later.
Matt, do your thing.
That's okay. All right, can we get off the whole national anthem thing now?
Absolutely.
I know we were talking about something else before Andrew called.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Fuck, do I know?
Yeah.
Are we done? I'm just fucking tired.
What about Oklahoma?
What about it?
Talk about Oklahoma.
Go ahead, talk about it. Lead us in. Come on, let's see how you do. Come on, this is your tryout. This is your solo performance.
It's not a tryout. But did you guys see the video with the lady talking about, you know, how everything had happened? Her house was blowing up and her dog was with her. And next thing you know, when she came to, she was still there and her dog was gone. And then
she ate it for survival.
I'll give the story away in like 30 seconds. So in the middle of the interview, they're talking about the dog, talking about everything that takes place. And then next thing you know, one of the reporters are like, the dog. She turns around and there's her dog in the pile of rubble.
What a tearjerker. Yeah, I saw it.
Was I the only one sitting there watching it, waiting for the Sarah McLachlan song to start playing? Yeah. And waiting to see, like, burned cats, too? Like,
it's a tearjerker.
Let's face it, that dog wasn't stuck under the rubble. He was hiding from her.
Yeah.
He was hiding. He's like, I haven't eaten in weeks with this white trash lady. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she had, like, three teeth in her head. She just did not look like she was a good parent to that dog.
No.
And I'll give you two slaps across your fucking mouth.
Now I'm gonna leash it.
That was wild though that they were just interviewing. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm like, was this shit staged?
Yeah.
It sure. I mean, that dog was right there.
That dog was dead.
Yeah.
The dog was. I mean, how perfect was it?
Yeah, it was a little too perfect.
A little too.
That lady was an actor, and that dog wasn't really hers. It's like, we're just going to do this as a feel-good moment for the Oklahoma. You know, they were trying to get more money brought in. I bet you that dog probably gets more donations than the rest of the trailer parks that went up in the air.
It's Fuzzy Man.
There was, like, no scratches on that dog. It had no injuries, nothing, which is kind of strange for being under a pile of rubble. They're literally lifting, like, I don't know if it was a refrigerator door or something. It was heavy. She was screaming. She's like, help me. I mean, she was like... teary-eyed, very
I don't think it was a refrigerator
emotional.
Door.
It was something.
Her refrigerator is like a walk-in freezer.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw
she
the video,
was
yeah.
lifting something like...
Yeah, it was like all twisted or metal or something.
Something. It was on top of the dog.
It was just perfect. Like, the dog just came out, just hopped out.
Yeah.
It was completely fine. Didn't limp, hobble, or nothing.
Wasn't even dirty.
That's what I'm saying. That dog was planted.
Well, you think it wasn't dirty, but maybe it was a white dog because it came out gray.
I don't know. That was a pretty solid gray dog with a nice little white stripe around its tail. I mean, was he wearing like a fucking napkin ring around his tail that that's the only spot he didn't get gray on? That's not my dog. My dog's white. That's a gray dog.
You're going to hear about the... Once it gets further down, you'll hear about the pets and stuff that were lost and shit. You'll hear all that shit. All those commercials and stuff. Send money to... Oklahoma.
That's them shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's their choice. They live there. Why do we got to send them money? Yeah, they picked tornado country.
It is Tornado Alley.
Yeah, what the fuck? You know it's coming.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe next year, but you know it's bound to happen.
That's why tornado insurance for your house is worth more than your house. I mean,
wow, the house is there worth like
$3,000.
Solid $30 or $40.
Missy could just drive hers on down and fit right in.
The family reunions when they all park next to each other. It's like, yeah, we're all going to live together for one block.
How do you think tailgating was started?
Yeah, no shit.
Turned into a trailer park.
Yeah, I don't you want to live there for whatever reason. I guess because it's cheap. Maybe because you like to live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, if that's your thing, whatever. But, you know, that's what insurance is for. All these people are like, you know, oh, you got to give money, Red Cross, this and that. Like, what the fuck does everybody pay taxes for? Seriously, just fucking give them whatever. You know what I mean? Let the government fucking pay for it. They got more money than we owe to the fucking Asians. You know? Let the politicians pay for it.
Let the insurance companies pay for it.
That's what you're paying insurance companies for.
Right. You pay insurance every year on a house.
Yeah. Now they're saying on every fucking TV show, they're like, yeah, if you text whatever, it's a $10 donation to whatever. And
what if you text fuck you to that number? They're still taking the $10 out?
Why is my bill $1,200? Yeah, that's bullshit. You know what's funny? I bet you more people would pay to vote for like a show like American Idol than they would to send money to
absolutely.
A natural disaster. That's how fucked up this country is. I don't know what's worse, a tornado or American Idol.
A tornado through American Idol.
Yeah. That doesn't sound bad at all. That sounds like a miracle.
I feel bad because they're kids. Like, the kids in the school took a beating there.
You know? I don't even know what to say about it.
I mean, I can't believe there's no, like, technology to warn us yet. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody saw Twister?
You sure?
Nobody saw Twister?
Maybe there is. They just don't like... Maybe this is just natural selection. You know?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, can we have one go through Camden?
There's a lot of overpopulation. Well, that's just fucking doggone racist right there. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people... I mean, we're going to be so overpopulated at some point. It's like, you got to have to let things... You know, why do you think FEMA didn't show up during Katrina? You think the Bush was like, you know, whatever. He was like, wait a little bit. You know?
Those people can't swim.
Yeah. Airdrop floaties. You see them in the water like, trying to fit it on their arm.
You don't even think he blew them up first for them?
No. No, absolutely not.
Airdrop floaties.
Fill them up with helium. Watch them jump for it. I mean, don't they get a fucking tornado like every year? Or every other year there's a massive tornado right around Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think that particular town already have gotten hit like twice.
Why rebuild?
Just move.
Just leave the rubble. Just, like, find a hole.
Just live underground.
You know it's going to fucking happen.
They need to create, like, the shelters, the underground shelters.
They do. That's all they have there is shelters.
Then live underground.
I don't think they could move quick enough to get into the shelters, especially kids.
I mean, I've seen some of the footages from other tornadoes. Like, that shit just appears.
Yeah.
It's not that you see it coming down the road. You're like, all right, I think we got about 5 minutes. Let's pack up our shit and go. It just starts, like, at any point.
There's no tornado warning, like...
Well, they try to get one, but...
They have the warning that there could be, but they don't know where it's going to be. It's like the high-pressure winds and stuff like that. Like, they know that there's always a possibility, but they just don't know exactly where it's going to hit.
In a location like that, if you know that they happen all the time, if you get any kind of warning, like, it could be coming, then make sure you get to the shelter.
Think they had a 16...
It's going to hit you or not. Don't wait until... Okay, it's in our area. No, get to a shelter.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They don't know. It just hits.
They had a 16-minute like window where a tornado could have, and obviously it did, but it was like a mile long and on the ground for like 45 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez, dude, that's fucking killer.
What did they say? What class was it?
E5 or something?
Or
F5?
F5?
E-F5, yeah.
I don't know if there's an E. I think it goes by just F.
No, it wasn't an E.
It's an
EF.
It's an EF5.
Because I heard F5 is the worst.
It was EF5.
All right, so what does E mean? Like?
I don't know.
All right.
F is the Fajita scale.
Yeah. Well, that's what they... That's the class.
Fajita scale.
The Fajita scale.
I'm hungry.
What the fuck?
Mexican!
I can go for fajita.
You fat fucking scumbag!
Five of them.
I'll take the fajita. Just put the scale away. I don't want the scale. I'm assuming an EF5 was pretty bad.
Then. Yeah. I would think so.
I know
so.
I'm never vacationing in Oklahoma.
No way, man.
There's no reason to even pass through Oklahoma. I don't think there's any reason. Is there anything to get to through Oklahoma? I mean, what is it? What's in there? Farms? White trash?
Are you talking like vacation-wise?
No, land. Like even if you were driving, like is there even reason to can't you just go around? Like why even bother going through it? You know, there's probably fucking homes all over the road.
It's not like going around a construction site.
Well, yeah, it is now. It is now. I mean, shit. It's just so irrelevant. Just make Oklahoma like a big golf course. Like a whole state of just golf course. And have the people move somewhere else. I'm sure they could just drive their homes wherever the fuck they want anyway.
No, because then they're going to be rebuilding the fucking golf course every year. Just like dump all our trash there.
Yeah, and then you have a bunch of wealthy people out there playing golf. A tornado hits.
No.
That
would be awesome.
Natural disasters, no. If there's a bunch of rich white people playing golf, it's not going there.
Chris has a point.
It's going to follow the white trash wherever they go.
We were talking about this earlier. He has a point. They know.
Like, look at Hurricane Sandy. Atlantic City got fucking murdered. Cape May, nothing.
Right.
Water barely got to the boardwalk.
Right. Yep.
Come on, they know.
They got a mind of their own.
Yeah.
Find the white trash.
Katrina, not a white person in sight.
Well, they had like a fucking 2-week warning. They go, I'll get out of town.
Still, they did not a white person in that disaster. Not one.
No,
the only white
right.
people
there
you
had
saw. No, I think he just
he got stabbed by a group of black guys.
No, he had Villalago, whatever the other shit's called, that Michael Jackson's. I mean, he's right though. If you notice, unless it's white trash. Like, white trash will get hit. Any minority or white trash will get hit. Rich people, rich white people, always safe. Mm-hmm. They could drop a nuke on DC and all the white people would make it out alive. They would all make it out alive. Every single one of them would make it out alive.
Mm-hmm.
Obama might be a little scratched up, but he'll still make it out alive.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
The E stands for enhanced.
Enhanced?
Yeah.
Would it get breast implants?
Enhanced. Fajita scale. Fajito.
Well, it sucks for them, but, you know, it's going to happen again. I mean, I hope they don't plan on spending a shit ton of money.
Well, that's what they're going to build it, and in 5 years, it's going to go down again.
Fucking stupid.
Let's face it. Rebuilding trailers to clean up costs more than building them fucking things.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, just make huts. They're a lot easier to make, you know? Pop tents. You know, pup tents. Like, just make it simple. You know? What's the point?
Underground city, man. Just make an underground city.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
Would it, though? It would probably smell like shit down there. No air. Not that much air getting through.
And listen, it's 2013. They'll figure out a way to get ventilation through there.
Right. Until the tornado sucks them right out of there like a vacuum.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. But they'll build and then
boom, get torn down again.
Yep. That's just what they do out there. But I think that area is so vast of just land. I think a lot of tornadoes we don't know about. It just goes through. And you don't know because it doesn't wreck anything but farmland. In this case, they got fucked up.
In this case, the tornado got it right.
I'm telling you, if it got it right, it'd head to Camden. It needs to go to Camden.
It would turn around and go to fuck out. Like, fuck this shit.
Baltimore, Maryland, boom, next.
Yeah, that tornado's not going anywhere near Camden. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get shot. Mm-hmm. No way.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, in where we live, we've had a couple hurricanes. Nothing like, you know, really, really destructive. Not like where we live, like us in the room. But,
You know, we every once in a while there's a tornado a couple miles away or something, a couple towns away, but it's always a small one. And right. Like one home mm-hmm. loses a shingle. Yeah. You know, and it's like on the news. Deal. Yeah, around here it's on the news like, you know, 16 Spruce Street lost a shingle last night in Tornado Tommy passing through. It's like, who cares? And then you look at this shit and you're like, God damn, it literally is like.
Now that's a tornado.
Yeah, yeah. Real it really deal. Is like Twister the movie,
mm-hmm.
except it's not a movie.
Yeah, like during Sandy? I think. Well, anyway, in my mom's condo complex, one of the condos fucking put plywood over all the windows.
I remember that.
I took a picture of it. Like,
no, I was there.
For
I remember.
Real.
You showed it to me. That was so funny. That's right. I think I picked you up when we were going somewhere, and you showed it to me. You're like, check this out. And
that's ridiculous.
Someone put plywood in front of all their windows.
We never get hit like that here.
No, we don't.
That was nuts, man.
Well, they fucking scare the life out of you, the news and stuff.
It has been getting worse, though, over the years.
I guess it has. I mean, the wind's been getting... I mean, this last hurricane was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But it didn't hit us like I thought it would. Like, yeah. Up this further.
I'm sorry, but every time the weather says we're going to get hit with something, blah, 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 I'm just like, fuck you.
I don't even worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't either. It doesn't change anything for me because we're never going to get hit.
But they can't even get the snow count right.
Of course.
You get 9 to 12 inches, you get a fucking dusting.
Yeah.
It's never what they say.
No. No.
You never got 9 to 12 inches, did you?
Well, it depends. If we had about 5 or 6 times in one night. <that's some magic>. But yeah, you're right, though. They never. We have never gotten that. All right, we'll start when you're ready.
Sorry.
Go on. I like this. When I'm not here, you guys are prepared. When I'm here, nothing to say. Just cackle like a little whore.
Is he humongous?
I was staying away from that whole thing.
Come on. No, say man. Whatever.
No, I'm good.
This is moving along already. This is how we have not gone through one fucking topic yet without something else like coming in and taking from it. And then we have to go back to it again. We were just talking about snow. All of a sudden it went to my penis deficiency.
And then
we have to go right back into snow again. Like,
cock,
what a fucking segue that is.
Do we ever stick to one topic?
No, never.
We got ADD?
No.
Hurricane season is coming. You guys know that?
No. We're not worried. We just said that. It's not going to hit us.
Maybe you should be worried.
Why?
Maybe this year will be the time that we get bad hurricanes.
We always get bad hurricanes, but nothing happens to any of us or where we are. I think we lost a shingle once.
I had shingles once.
A hurricane gave you shingles?
I got nervous.
That was the name of the stripper, Hurricane. Gave him shingles.
Did you have chicken pox when you were a kid?
I did.
And then you had shingles? Whore.
Years ago. I kind of wish that... we got hit once. I know it sounds
Why?
Fucked up. I don't know. I like
now
fucking
that you have
storms.
A kid?
Well, no, not now.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, dude.
Didn't he just say that?
Yeah. I used to get All disappointed right. when the fucking hurricane would come and be just heavy rain, maybe a little wind. Like, give me the. Come on, let me see this shit. I want to see fucking.
Fuck is wrong with you?
I know,
I don't
right?
fucking know, Chris.
I would love for this hurricane to just rip my fucking house apart. You're an idiot.
I want
to
see
You're
fucking.
A retard.
I didn't say that. I said, just let me see some trash cans getting blown over.
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Are you a terrorist? I want to see some action.
Durga Allah, Muhammad Jihad.
I want some action, man. That's it.
You're out of your fucking mind.
If you're gonna fucking scare the daylights out of everybody, the news, and you fucking let's go.
Honestly, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Say what?
Are you insane?
Yeah, I don't want to see anything like that.
No.
No. For what?
I don't know.
Who's gonna do the work?
So you don't want it to like fuck your shit up, but you wouldn't mind it to fuck other people's shit up.
Like an old lady blowing down the street.
I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Fucking asshole.
I don't give a fuck about anybody else. Let me see that fucking cycle you got parked next door fucking rolling across the fucking street. Who gives a fuck about that?
Mark? And we just figured out who the biggest asshole on the show is.
An asshole!
I'm an asshole all fucking day, kid.
I mean, I don't mind watching it on the you know, like YouTube and shit. That's, you know, it's interesting. I don't necessarily want that shit to happen, but, you know, I mean, your family lives in Florida.
They get it all the time.
Right,
man,
but yeah. I mean, you never know. There could be that one day where you might get your wish, and it's going to be down there.
I want it to be here with me, right here, not down there.
I hope.
Or at least let me be down there when it happens.
I hope your kid's far, far away from you when that happens.
Yeah.
See Marco's head in a tree and the rest of his body's like down the fucking road.
You're acting like a cock.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
I don't even like hail. Fuck hurricanes.
No shit.
Seriously, like, hail is probably the most annoying fucking weather pattern ever. Because you're sitting there and you're like, you're worried about your car getting fucked up.
Right, it's snowing rocks, basically.
Right. It's the stupidest fucking thing. Like, talk about a fucking joke from Mother Nature. I mean, hail will literally fuck up your car.
Yep.
It stings when you fall down. You know, plus, I don't know if you've ever, like, had to run near a car during a hailstorm, but it's like running across a floor of marbles.
Yeah.
Literally. It's like you will literally fly. And land on your fucking face or ass, and it's just like...
Laid in a puddle of my own blood and piss.
It really is bad. And you want hurricanes.
I'm just saying, man, don't fucking scare the death out of us in the same fucking bullshit every year.
Well, that's what the news is for, is to scare you to fucking... They want you to shit yourself. That's the whole point.
Oh, just
the news is never supposed to be happy. They'll do one little happy news story, and it's not even that happy. And by then, your senses are so shot from all the misery on the news that they show, and it's just like, who cares about some kid got his fucking balloon back?
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, right. Fuck that
fuck
kid.
His fucking balloon.
Right. You know, people are killing each other. Cops are killing cops. Cops are killing people. Which, by the way, that actually just fucking happened. That's all over the news. We were talking about this earlier, and you think the twin felt it when her sister got shot?
I think she got a massive headache. I just got the look of disapproval from your girlfriend, Bob. She didn't like that joke.
I'm sure that's a look you're used to. Hold on a second. Let's give the backstory first. So, I don't remember exactly. Do you guys remember what town this was in and what state?
New York, wasn't it?
Was it?
Wasn't it?
I don't remember it being New York. All right. Well, yeah, regardless.
Would you be surprised? Somebody got shot in New York? Wow.
Somewhere, fucking shithole. Somewhere in this country, there were twin sisters that lived together, and someone had broken in and threatened to kill them both if one of them didn't go to the ATM and pretty much empty out the account. And gave them, like, a time frame. I believe it was, like, 8 minutes, saying, if you're not back in 8 minutes, I'll kill your sister. And if you call the cops, I'll kill your sister. Well, the twin left and called the cops. So she obviously thought really hard about it. And she was probably... You think the sister that got killed, like, kind of fucked her sister over one day and slept with her boyfriend, saying that it was her? And she got mad, and she's like, fuck this, I'm calling the cops.
Long Island.
No.
Long Island,
yeah. Hofstra.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, the cops come.
She was fucking smoking.
I still haven't seen a picture of her yet. And they end up killing both the guy holding her up and the girl.
I think the one twin did the right thing by calling the cops.
You really think so?
I really think so.
Because you think
because
that...
Because I believe truly that when she went back there, they both were going to get killed.
You just hate your sister.
I believe it. I'm with you on that.
So, I mean, it's sad. Okay, so she saved herself. But she was never thinking,
put yourself
I'm
in her
myself.
Shoes.
She's thinking, I'm going to get the police there, and we're going to stop this guy.
Put yourself in her shoes. If your sister
the
was the one
are
being
the
held.
The that messed up here, and...
Would you feel guilty if that happened?
Of course.
No, I'm saying that you actually called the cops. Would you feel responsible that she was dead because of you? I know I would.
Yeah.
I know I would.
Yeah, I would feel... I would feel responsible. I'd feel guilty, but at the same time, you know...
As long as you survive, nobody
anyone
gets...
Anyone who's looking in can see
right.
that... The reality is they probably both would be dead right now had she not called.
I mean, definitely the possibility and almost the guarantee that that would have happened. But what if the guy just wanted the money? And what if, I mean, I don't know anything about this guy.
Because had the cop not
but neither did
and hit her, they'd both be alive right now. Do you know what I mean? So things could have gone as planned.
Oh, no, he hit them both.
But that's what I'm saying. Had he not missed and hit the girl.
But why seven? Why not just shoot him once? I don't know. Maybe he would have dislodged the...
Apparently, according to Fox News, he fired eight shots. The first seven hit the guy, and the eighth one hit the girl in the head.
So why did he hit that many shots?
When somebody's pointing a gun at you, I would empty that fucking clip right in
there. Wait, hold on a second. You're sitting there.
As a cop, you have to kind of differentiate the two between, okay, this is the bad guy. Here's the innocent victim that I need to save.
He just sees a mass of chocolate swirl.
I mean, I get that. I get that, but you have to be able to differentiate that. They go through training. There's, like, interviewing processes for cops. And you have to
Hold on a second. So the first seven shots, he hits the guy, right?
Right.
Like that last shot, was he like so confident that he did like a behind the back? Or like between the legs or something like that? Like, did he do like a Nicholson Joker move where he was shooting between the legs, behind the back, and, you know, like, I got this.
I guess so, man. So your question was, did he really need that last shot?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it necessary? You're fired up about this.
Hell yes.
That's right.
I am.
Yeah, did he need the last shot? I mean, if the guy was hit the first seven.
That's their training, though.
Kill everybody.
Yeah, it's their training until somebody's pointing a gun in your face.
You can say whatever
you want.
I get that. But
how often do you get a gun?
Well, this guy, you hit him with the first seven shots. Why the eight? Was he still standing? Like, that's my question.
Why the fourth? Why the fifth? The guy fucking emptied the clip into him.
Well, there's more than that in a clip. So he must have missed some other shots.
He probably didn't stop shooting until the guy hit the floor.
If he was using a standard issue, there's like 15 or 16.
All right, so he probably didn't stop shooting until they hit the floor.
He's probably still on that street corner like, click, 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 click. Like, he's still fucking locked in. I mean, I don't know. I just think the fucking cops are always fucked him up somehow. Always.
Chris has a point, though. Like, why the fourth? Why the fifth? So it doesn't get down to the last one.
Yeah, but his point is also, you're pointing a gun at me. I'm unloading my fucking clip into you.
He probably stopped shooting when they hit the floor.
When they hit the floor.
When they hit the floor.
Got them both. We have no worries. Both suspects are down.
Yeah, it's real easy to second guess somebody when you're not in that situation.
Absolutely.
There's no training in the world that can prepare you for a guy about to shoot you. No matter what you want to say, they go through training, they do this, do that. It's bullshit. There's no... And I fucking hate cops. I can't stand the motherfuckers. But you can't say this guy's wrong, man.
I wouldn't say he's wrong. I mean, it's his life or fucking...
Yeah.
Or their lives.
I mean, yeah, protect and serve, but you're most worried about protecting yourself.
I gotta... But here's the thing, though. There's so many variables that we're not talking about. It's just so, like, was this cop... Like, was he hiding behind a car? Was he, like, over the hood? Was his body covered?
Wasn't he in the house? Did it happen in the house?
That's the thing. That's what I'm asking. I don't know. Where was this?
Yeah, weren't you saying earlier there was...
yeah, it was something... One of the articles I read, they were in the house.
What the fuck did the boyfriend do?
He hid.
Yeah. He tripped or something like that, and somehow...
He was like, there's other girls on this campus. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I just fuck her sister. It's the same thing.
Yeah. There was a second cop who couldn't get in. I'm not saying that the guy is at fault or that... Whatever, I get it. I mean... Kind of like a survival thing,
but... It sucks that one of the bullets hit this girl in the head. It sucks that the girl was hot, because if she was ugly, nobody would care.
Nah, nobody would give a fuck if she was an ugly chick.
Right, like...
Nope.
If she was a fat chick, they were like, figures.
Yeah.
He aimed for her.
Yeah.
Right, tubby, my fat fuck?
Maybe if she was thinner, she wouldn't have got shot.
You know, maybe no to a Snickers bar every once in a while would have.
But that's true. She got look five. You got to look. You got to check this girl out. Her big fucking doe eyes.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
She's
cute. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
Oh well. Well, at least there's still another one looks just like her.
That's a shame.
Can you imagine if she survived? I mean, did she get shot in the head? Did they say where she got shot?
Yeah, she got hit in the head.
Wow, kill shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, wow, it'd be miraculous if she survived, but then she was like never the same again. You know, she was just kind of.
That was the first time she took a shot in the face.
I'm a little fucked up.
Jeez.
What?
Unbelievable.
Now, whose boyfriend was there? The one that got killed or the other one that ran?
I don't know.
Did they say?
No, not in the article.
Does it matter?
It doesn't really fucking matter.
He's got another one. He's got, wow, who would ever thought that you have a backup girlfriend? Like, I mean, it's like literally, it's almost like a clone situation. Like, well, she's dead, but I can lean on her shoulder and everything else. They gotta be the same.
That's something. Did you see the dude that killed the fucking British soldier?
No.
Outside the, I guess, I don't know if it's an army base there in the UK.
When?
Yesterday.
No, I didn't even hear about it. What
these
happened?
Two fucking Islamic dudes.
Black Shocker.
Dudes. Yeah.
No shit.
Durga Allah, Muhammad Jihad.
I guess the soldier was walking outside the barracks
mm-hmm.
on just the public street, and these two fucking dudes with fucking knives and a fucking big butcher knife.
Mm-hmm. They knives fucking, and a butcher.
No, they fucking hacked the fucking dude. Like, they chopped him up like he was fucking meat.
Right there on the sidewalk?
Middle of the day.
Nobody stopped him.
Nobody. They have fucking knives. No, but they got
it. Knives. This dude. They're outside of a barracks probably full of fucking automatic weapons.
Yeah, I know. Nobody
that
stopped
cop from
him.
Long Island came in and shot him.
He was on his way.
The fucked up part of it is that a crowd started gathering and just were watching it.
Unbelievable. Where did this happen? England?
England. Somebody with a camera got the fucking guy. Like, he was walking. He just got done hacking the dude. The other guy ran.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's got a fucking bloody hands. The video's all over YouTube. He's got the knife and the fucking meat cleaver in one hand. And he's fucking, and somebody with a cell phone thing is talking to him. And the guy's like, you know, I'm doing this for Muslim people around the world. Leave us alone. And he's just got this black dude with his blood everywhere. And they were just trying to hold him there until the police came. And then once the police came, they ran. Police shot him in the legs, so he didn't die. Jesus. Yeah,
he got no legs.
It's crazy. You got to see the video. He's just fucking blood everywhere, and right behind him's the fucking chopped up fucking.
I can't believe people fucking stick around and cell phone interview this guy.
She says she did it because she didn't want the guy to go further because there was people with kids. Everybody didn't know what was going on because they were all the way up I guess further up the block. Because it's like, you know, British streets are small.
So if he fucking hacks her up.
Yeah.
She's a hero now, apparently, because she Please. Kept him there.
Should have sucked his cock.
Might as I would have fucking kept him ran.
There. Dude, I'd be out of there.
Absolutely.
Fuck that shit. 911.
She let me Aladdin in her face.
Yeah, he's a fucking African. I think they're African dudes, two of them.
Really? Like from Africa?
Yeah, I mean, they were fucking.
Or did you say.
No, I think they were from Africa.
Your hands up! Put your hands up!
Pass me the
Ali Boumaye.
It was fucking crazy, man. The video was like everywhere.
Like, seriously, when he said two African dudes, I'm thinking like grass skirts, spears. No. You know, like, no. What do you mean? Like, are you saying like, African American type or African?
I think they're straight from Africa.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
What kind of Molignans are these?
Oh, shit. Yeah, so he was going on some fucking tirade there to the chick holding the camera. He was just like, fuck it, I just chopped the guy up. You know, fuck you for fucking with Muslims. Get out of our country.
Jesus fucking, fucking Christ. About,
dude? Yeah.
That's some pretty...
A Nigerian. They were Nigerian.
Same thing. It is. Pretty much. Same thing. I think they're a little darker.
Put a fingerprint on charcoal.
Charcoal briquette. Ketchup. A Molignan.
That is racist.
Objection! Extremely racist!
The same guy that was playing soccer. Pass me the board.
He shows up every other week on this show.
Every other week.
Yeah, so that was fucked up, man. So now they're thinking it's... They think it's part of a bigger group of people that were planning on doing this to all the soldiers that were coming out of the
base. See,
that's
pretty fucking scary. I mean, it's already scary now knowing that you could be anywhere at any time and a bomb goes off. You know, I mean, it really can happen pretty much anywhere.
I would have bombed that place!
But now it's like, you know, something as easy as just going up to somebody with a butcher knife and just whacking them in the head. I mean, that's really all you got to do, or try to cut their head off real quick.
Yep.
You know, but this guy literally filleted this guy. And it's, you know, I cannot believe that people, like, just stood around and watched. Like, I'm picturing, like, a scene from a movie where, like, kids are fighting in the schoolyard. Like, fight, 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 fight. You know? Like, what the fuck were they doing?
I have no idea.
There's only two guys with knives?
Two guys with knives, yeah.
I didn't realize the British were pussies. I thought they were tougher than that. They're probably too busy watching the soccer game.
Part of me thinks the guy wanted to get caught. It's one thing to kill a soldier,
maybe he did. Maybe it was like a
fucking
message.
Hack him up in the middle of the daytime.
Yeah,
like that's just kind of weird.
Hey, well, the cops got him. I mean, I don't know. There's even video of the two guys fucking in the street getting shot.
They get them both.
They get them both. Like they found both of them. Yeah,
it's like a bad
goddamn jigaboo.
It's like a bad remake of like Godfather movies. People getting shot in the street, hacked
you
up.
You damn dirty ape.
It does. It really. If you think about it, It's like the scene with Sonny getting shot at the toll booth.
Yeah.
You know, they all get out of the car, and there's other cars there. Did you ever notice?
Yeah.
Other
people just watching. I saw it the other night. I was watching the other night.
Like what the? Yeah. You know. I mean, obviously, what can they do? But like at the same time, these people were literally standing around. I'm not going to do anything. Parker's like looking at me, just waiting for an impression. Like I'm trying to explain something, man.
Yeah, man.
Never mind. Fucking weirdo. So the British guy was the one that got hacked up, and the African guy was the guy that hacked them up.
Yeah.
All right.
Two of them.
I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like waiting for me to do something.
No, yeah. I was fucking looking at you. Jesus. You're a handsome guy.
Disgusting.
You faggot motherfucker!
Whatever. Cocks. Yeah, so these fucking dudes, they just stuck around and they got them on videotape. It's pretty fucking disturbing. Just the blood everywhere on a guy, on the knives, on his hands. It was like, I wouldn't have stuck around videotaped this motherfuckers.
And the video's on YouTube?
I don't know if it's on YouTube. Take it down. I know it's on like CNN and shit.
You probably got to find it on one of those like you know.
Yeah, they probably took it down by now. Yeah, it's pretty graphic, just because of the blood and shit. I don't know how YouTube is with that, but yeah, pretty fucked up.
That is bad though. I mean, to do it in public like that,
middle of the day. They just waited for a soldier to walk out, just hacked them up.
That's insane.
Mm.
Fucking people are crazy.
Fucking
they really are.
Fucking Muslims, man. It's fucking radical Muslims, I should say.
Yeah, you can't lump them all in there.
No, you can't generalize.
No, why not? Why can't you?
Fucking
Asians and
Muslims.
Anyone from outside of America is technically an Arab.
Yeah, so
it's getting confusing, though, because there's a lot of different groups of Muslims and you know, other types of I don't know, whatever you want to call them.
They're from a band group.
Yeah, like, there's so much shit going on. It's like, can't they either band together or come up with an east side, west side? Like, why is it like there's like
the Bloods and the Crips?
Yeah, like, there's too many. There's just like, you know, you got the Shiites and the Shiitakes and the, you know, you got like all this other shit going on. And you're
the
just
mushroom?
Like, yeah, I'm just saying, it's just too much. I was trying to be funny.
I didn't. I thought
yeah, Asian Muslims.
Unda duha.
Death to America.
Unda.
Arah.
Yeah. Praise be Arah.
I'm just a stupid round eye.
Guaylos. I don't know, it's just getting a little too overbearing at this
They're
point.
They're fucking out of their mind.
It's like they're almost competing against each other. Who's the bad, who's the, you know, the worst out of the worst? It's like, you know what? Isn't it time we just drop a nuke over there and just get it over with?
I think it is, man.
Seriously.
Fuck it.
Dr. Z, get out. Get out now, before it's too late. I'm just warning the guy.
I think he's in like the ritzy part, though. Like, I think isn't Dubai pretty? Is he Arab? I don't know, Arab Emirates.
The fuck do I know, dude?
I think there's money there, though.
Ask Missy. It's probably close to the equator.
He's in the Emirates, so I think it's more like...
He actually rides the equator to get there every morning to work.
I would never make that a vacation destination.
I don't understand those people. Why do people do that? Go to those types of countries for vacation? How is that a vacation? Or forget like vacation, because like relaxing, but like why would you go there to out of all the places you can go to on this planet? Why would you pick a place where there's a lot of violence and stuff? Like, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I don't know.
Especially chicks, dude. Like instead of going to a beach and laying out in a bikini, they want to go somewhere where all they can show are their eyeballs.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
It's fucking 900 degrees out there.
Yeah, you see those fucking Arabs too. They're staring at her like jerking off to her eyeballs. Look, she's showing eyelash. She's showing too much eyelash. Cover up. Cover up. Dude, they fucking mutilate their women over there, too. And the people still go over there like, oh, no, we're just going to go to the good part. There is no good part.
There's right?
No, the good part is in the air going the opposite direction. That's the good part. Fuck.
Yeah, they look down on you. Even like the people that go there for work, like women that go there for work. I know a woman that went there and she said, I stood in line at fucking Starbucks and they were fucking yelling at her.
Really?
Yeah, she's not allowed. The guy had to go in the line. Yeah. She wasn't allowed to order anything or anything.
Why?
She's not allowed to.
Because she was a woman?
Because she was a woman.
Wow.
Yep.
This happened like recently?
Yeah, recently. She went there for work. She had, and she had to leave the hotel with the guy.
Did you say jihad to leave?
Jihad.
Jihad to leave.
Jihad to leave.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking nuts there.
I don't get it. I just don't. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't want to be, like, that ignorant about it, but at the same time, I just don't understand. What's the point? Really? Like, why?
They're building a theme park there, like a Ferrari theme park. Yeah, right in the...
Where?
Dubai.
A Ferrari theme park?
Yeah, it's like Ferrari's doing a theme park, so it's going to be called, like, Ferrari Land. Theme park, yeah.
It really is stupid.
That's not a destination.
You couldn't
pay me
any amount to go. Would you go?
No, absolutely not.
No. For what?
No interest.
Unless you feel like getting raped and murdered in the same day. I mean, honestly, there's just no reason to ever go someplace like that or places like that.
Not at all.
You know?
Yeah, there's millions of other places I'd rather vacation at.
It's Casual Friday. Everybody's wearing another towel. You know, like those jobs will suck over there. Like, you know, someone's got a turban with palm trees on it. Casual Friday.
I don't know. Women even work there? Are they even allowed to work there?
No. Dude, they get their tits lopped off if they look the wrong way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I didn't know they couldn't work there.
I'm not sure if that's a fact or not. I'm not going to spit out false facts with Missy.
But it's all part of the Illuminati, Marco.
It is. Remember that. You know, in my imagination, I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to say they're not allowed to work.
Get your ass in the kitchen.
They really do have a lot of restrictions over there. I mean, they're not allowed to show, you know. I mean, if they did like a runway model, like all you would see is toes, you know.
Toes and eyes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eyes and teeth.
Eyes and toes. it's really bad over there. They must have like the worst fashion shows over there. They really do. Here comes Amina, where she shows her lovely wrists. It's like she's just sitting there waving her hands like this. You can see bottom of their ankle bone.
They shoot her as soon as she gets up the stage for showing too much ankle.
Yeah, yeah, like the wind gusts up and then you see like half a shin. Boom! Take her away. Next. They're fucking horrible people, man. They are. There's nothing... I'm not trying to be like whatever. I'm just saying they really are horrible. Tell me that they're not the way they treat people over there. They treat me like this.
Yeah, they lump off their fucking kids fucking...
And they got some weird fucking
plots.
Like, you know, they draw on themselves and shit. They use like that gold paint.
Yeah.
They draw like different designs on their hands and
henna.
Shit.
It's henna. They put henna all over their hands.
What is it?
I think they draw on their feet too.
That's the only two things that get air.
Henna, it's a type of natural dye.
Oh.
I thought that was more like an Indian thing.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Know. They're all the same.
Yeah. It is.
They're all Arabs to me. Even those blue tree-hugging queers from Avatar.
Is it weird or is it...
But that's what that is, like the painting that they do on their hands.
Mm-hmm. I guess it takes... How long does it take for something like that to...
Don't you remember they used to have these at the boardwalk all the time?
Oh, yeah, I used to get them on my face.
I never went to that boardwalk in Iraq. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey. They usually lasted like 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh. Okay. Jesus. Why
would we get them for like their weddings? Like it's a big deal to get it. Like you get like all fancy ones right. done for your wedding.
That's weird.
It's weird to have somebody with some knowledge in that seat.
Yeah,
not used to it.
There. Yeah.
I don't
know. Well, what's with the dots?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking sniper's been following them all their life.
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
Move to the left. Yeah. Shit, he's got you. He's got you locked.
Yeah, that fucking freaks me out.
I don't
out,
understand
dude.
That. What's the point of the dot?
It's
I mean, you're on a roll with the henna.
It's something. It's not henna. That's not
no, I'm saying you're on the roll
like
with that.
It's a sticky jewel that they stick there, basically.
A sticky jewel.
It looks like a piece of wax that they just put.
They
like
used
that.
To, sometimes there's a jewel there, and sometimes it's like a piece. Yeah, of
I have like, seen. I have seen thing. Like
yeah,
a ruby or something on
yeah.
there before.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've also seen.
There. It's a religious thing. It's there like religious.
It does look like this. It does look like a sniper is like looking at. How freaked out would you be? You walk up on someone, they have a red dot on their head. You're like, shit, duck. He still got you, man. It doesn't matter how you move. You're bobbing your head. It's still there. Yeah, I just never got their customs. You know, I heard in some countries over there, like they wipe their ass with their bare hand.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
And it's
the
not
fuck.
They do it with their right hand, so they shake hands with their left hand, mm-hmm. not their right hand. Something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You hear
and then if you like get in trouble with their like law, so to speak, and they're going to like depends on the degree of how much trouble you're in.
Yeah.
They'll cut off your right hand.
The one that you wipe with.
And you. Oh no, your left hand. Then they cut off your left hand.
Oh, so you
that's
cannot.
That's the hand that you shake hands with. That's the hand you eat with. That's the hand
right.
you do because they like.
Right. So all this shit packed under your fingernails.
So
is the
got your
only
one
hand
to wipe with, to eat with, to everything. Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting, people.
Disgusting.
You wipe your fucking ass with your hand.
Dude, they shit in the hole.
Ugh.
They don't have toilets.
Don't they eat with their
it's
hands
It's a room
too?
With a hole in the ground. And they just shit in the fucking hole. There is no, like,
that's disgusting.
Flushing and stuff like that. I'm telling you, in some countries, that's what they still do. They clean their ass with their right hand. And I don't know what they do with it after that. I have no idea. I don't know if they keep it there. Maybe that's the henna.
I think they still, no. I think they do still wipe with something, don't they?
No, they clean their hands afterwards.
They put some dirt on it,
but they clean their ass.
You're right. I think they have like a bowl or a bucket of water or something like that. They all wash. I think they all wash their hands
in everybody else's
yes.
shit water.
They just have their own private bucket. Or bowl. Yeah.
If you have
you
your
make
own,
me sick, you fucking baby.
You're considered high class there if you have your own bucket and bowl.
I would think so, yeah.
Right. What the fuck, man? Yeah.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh, God.
I'm not a cat. I don't shit in a box.
That's fucking crazy. That's not.
You think the cats look at them in that country like, these guys are fucking gross. They pet him with the shit hand. What the fuck, dude? Seriously. I have to clean myself. Now I got to clean after you, too? Gross. It's bad when you live in a country where the pets are cleaner than the human beings.
The cats don't even have 9 lives over there. They're like, nah, fuck it. I just want one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I don't like
this. Get me out of this misery.
I can't imagine having to clean my ass with my hand.
It's fucking disgusting.
What happens if it's like one of those 20 wipers where you just can't get it clean?
I wish I could take pictures of everybody's face. When everybody in here looks
like you never had one of those. Jesus Christ.
They need bidets.
Yeah, right. Their bathtubs consider are basically a pond. They all get in at the same time.
Yeah.
And they wash themselves. Ugh. So you're literally washing yourself with like shit water.
Like,
you have to like walk away from the floater. You're like, oh, here it comes. Got to get away from it. You know, you're like, wave, like pushing it away.
Yeah.
Gross people.
I'm full. I ate three flies.
And this is the places I'm talking about where people go to visit.
Yeah.
Really? You know? I mean, granted, they do have hotels in outside parts of these areas where it's a little more sophisticated and human. But, yeah. You know, at the same time, why would you want to drive in there? Like, what if you have to use the... What if you have to use the bathroom? You got to go to a hole in a room with a door.
And it's flies everywhere.
Oh, please.
Fucking please. All kinds of crap.
Please.
That's disgusting.
It's fucking gross over there.
And I would just put, that would be the icing on the cake if I went in there. Close that hole up.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, it would be really bad if you were there.
I feel like I'm gonna fucking vomit.
Nothing like shit talk. Nothing like shit talk. Queef and shit talking. Gotta love it.
Not really. I'm a little grossed out right now.
You gonna have a close encounter of the turd kind?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's stop talking about shit.
Now, I'm sure, going to leave the room
I'm
now
sure
as
you're
I have
so
just
happy
shit myself
that
again.
This is the night you sit in where we're getting in detail about feces.
Yeah.
You're probably really turned on right now. She's like, I'm going home. I saw something funny today. Me and her were actually watching it. There's a new movie coming out. I don't remember the name of it, but it's about magic or something. Like people rob banks.
Yeah.
And they use magic to do it or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So Michael Caine, the guy that was in all the Batman movies, mm-hmm. the newer Batman movies, and Morgan Freeman are in this movie. And they were doing an interview on TV in some morning show. I forget where. I think it was like L.A. or something. And they're both sitting there in director's chairs. And Michael Caine's doing all the talking. And they got the picture of the movie in the backdrop. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, you know, Michael Caine's doing his shitty fucking whatever. And Morgan Freeman the entire time is completely asleep. Like, he's just like... And at one point, his head was almost in his lap. And he woke up. And he's looking at Michael Caine. And he turns back around, looks at the camera. And he's like... He just closes his eyes again. Yeah. Honest to God. Like, this dude looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. He was just passed out. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, how the fuck doesn't Michael Caine... No, honestly, Michael Caine was staring right at the camera.
Right.
Didn't even notice that he was falling asleep. But like, not one point did Michael Caine look over and be like, hey, you want to like interject a little bit and talk about the movie? He was like out. He was dead asleep. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. And his head would just bob. He was like...
That's I can't.
I mean, it's like he has.
But you know what?
Narcolepsy.
Doing promotion's got to be the worst part about
sure,
being an actor.
Sure.
And Morgan Freeman's probably just at the point where I mean, he's got to be 75 years old at this
I've
point.
I've had enough.
I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
You fucking talk about the movie. I'm going.
Sam's.
To
I'm done. He just didn't look like he wanted to be there at all. You saw his face.
He
was
looked
like,
exhausted the entire time. He's sitting there straight ahead, and then he was just like. His head would drop down.
Thank God he wasn't driving Miss Daisy.
I think that Michael Caine probably wasn't talking to him because he knew that he was asleep. So he was like, I'm just going to let this go.
Yeah.
Pretend like this isn't happening.
Yeah,
right
he really didn't look at him at all. Yeah. And he was just talking and talking and talking.
Most Michael Caine movies put me to sleep, so.
The movie does look really good, though.
Kind of does.
Right? I think I'm just going to wait to see it on the video. I don't know if that's a rush to the theater type of movie.
That's not, no.
Uh-oh. I want to see that. I want to see Iron Man 3.
Now you're talking my language.
There's a movie coming out, I think in like a month or so, that looks fucking awesome. It's called The Purge.
Yeah.
Have you seen previews for that?
It kind of reminds me a little bit of, what was that movie where those people were like knocking on the house with the couple, the young couple? They had masks on. Something, the crazy, not the crazies. What the fuck?
The Hills Have Eyes?
No. It was Liv Tyler, I think, was the one girl.
No wonder I never saw it.
No, it was a horror movie, and there was like three people, and they had masks
strangers.
On. Strangers, that's the one.
A stranger.
Stranger
danger.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Like you see people with masks, like you know, staring through the peephole and shit. Mm-hmm. That does look good, though.
Yeah, basically,
I love the idea
of the movie.
Of the purge.
Is
what is the plot line?
For 12 hours, one day a year, all crime is legal.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see
and,
that.
And, yeah, and like and all the like rich good. People have like these security like measures where their houses are completely locked up. Basically, their whole house turns into a panic room. It's like a fortress.
And here's my thing. Now, judging from the previews, this seems to be like American law. Why wouldn't rich people just fucking leave America during these 12 hours?
Yeah, you would think they'd all be on vacation that week. Who knows, man? Who knows?
I mean, it didn't seem like it was like, you know,
I do like the premise of this movie.
It is
though.
Cool as shit.
It's pretty genius.
It didn't seem like it was something that was like legal across the world though. It just seemed like something it said in the beginning made me think it was just America. And I'm like, well, why are they still there? Why wouldn't they just leave?
Yeah. I want to see that in World War Z. That looks pretty good. I'll see anything with zombies in it.
World War Z.
Yeah, that's
Brad Pitt. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That looks pretty good.
That looks crazy. All those fucking zombies.
The way how fast they move.
They're fast.
They pile on top of each other just to climb a fuck. Like ants.
Yeah.
They do the same thing ants do. They all like pile on top of each other.
They're not the Walking Dead zombies.
No. They're pretty freaky. But yeah. I mean, was that Scooby-Doo running? Was that from a Scooby-Doo clip?
I don't know.
Remember when Scooby-Doo used to do the running in place and you hear the cartoon run?
Yeah.
That's what I kind of faintly heard in the background of that sound bite.
Yes!
Maybe no,
it sounded like... It sounded like
I heard Scooby-Doo.
No, I didn't hear Scooby-Doo.
It sounded kind of like a gurgling fart.
Yeah, it sounded like it was gurgling. Yeah, it's like a juicy fucking... Ugh.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Man, we're just on a fucking...
My balls. My fucking balls!
Jesus Christ.
Doc says I need an ultrasound on my groin and balls.
From a fart. Holy shit. Yeah, there's a couple good movies coming out this summer. It's not going to be like last summer, but...
Any interest in The Hangover 3?
I heard it's better than 2, which, I mean, that can't be hard to do, but... I just hope it's not one of those things where the commercials ruin it again.
Yeah, where the best parts are in the commercial, right. That type of deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, I can't wait to see it.
I didn't think 2 was that bad.
I wasn't a big fan of 2. It was like watching 1, but in the Philippines.
Right, but most comedies, like if you're looking to get a good story out of it, you're retarded. Like they're just supposed to make you laugh.
The funniest part of 2, what really made me laugh, is when Stu figured out that he got fucked by that transvestite.
Oh, yeah.
That was the point, because then when Zach Galifianakis was he translating or something? Something about, he said something like he had a transvestite inside of him or something like that. I forget. Maybe it was during a speech. It's a little hazy right now, but that part and seeing him like all like, oh fuck, I don't want anyone to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fucking hysterical. I was dying. I'm like, oh, how do you not remember that? Like, that's rape. It's rape.
Yeah, man, I thought the second one was funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
There was a couple parts, but the first one was the one that really got me. Probably because the initial shock of it. It was
right.
Just,
it's that premise that, you know, Basher.
I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I'm so over with Bradley Cooper. He's just completely oversaturated the movie market. By the way, we try watching the Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
Why is everybody on its fucking dick like it's the best fucking
movie?
Honestly,
I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. I figure, all right, at least De Niro's in it, right?
Right.
The movie is unwatchable. She fell asleep. Yeah. She couldn't even fucking stay awake during it.
Why was it bad?
I like Bradley Cooper. He couldn't keep me awake.
Right.
This sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
I fell asleep during the movie. I mean, it was just...
I understand the girl's point of view, but as a guy, what about the previews made you think, I should see this? It looks like shit.
It just looks boring.
No, it looks boring as fuck.
I knew she wanted to see it, so I was like, all right, I'll watch it.
Well, no, they make it like the background has to do with like a football team. They
imply it
has nothing to do with the Eagles.
No, it does. All they say is that it takes place in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And that fucking Bradley Cooper walks around with a Deshaun Jackson jersey for 3/4 of the movie. That's it. There's one scene where they're tailgating at an Eagles game.
That's good. Out of all the players on the Eagles, he's got the second biggest asshole's jersey.
Who's the first?
Michael Vick, okay. Obviously.
Manage me, sure.
You know you got to be a real asshole when you're a bigger asshole than DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, but that was really... It was really unwatchable.
It was that bad, huh?
It looks unwatchable. I had no interest in seeing it.
I don't understand what the big deal is about it.
Well, there people isn't. I'm telling you, there isn't. If it was a good movie, I would honestly tell you it was a good movie.
So you think people are just saying it's good because other people are saying
it's
good?
And the fucking girl in it is annoying as balls.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Holy shit. I wish somebody shot her in the face.
Really?
Yes. She was fucking irritating. Wow. She's a mental case.
To be fair, we both fell asleep. I fell asleep early.
I was bored. You were.
It was boring, though. The show was boring. I was like, I can't even follow this. It's so boring.
Right. It was really bad. Fuck Redbox.
But when I did kind of wake up, you were asleep as well.
Yeah. I figured I looked over. I'm like, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch it anymore. I was off the hook. I was watching it because you wanted to see it.
I had to fucking change that shit as soon as she fell asleep.
I was so tired. I fucking conked out. I was like, fuck it. Maybe if she wakes up, she'll. You know, watch from wherever it's at. It was fucking terrible. Oh, my God. That fucking movie was brutal. Don't get me wrong. There are movies that I'll give a shot. Like, you know, especially, like, a lot of people always shit on Oscar-nominated movies because, like, oh, it's fucking... Yeah, like that, like the one that just came out, the Les Miserables one.
Mm-hmm.
I won't watch that. I know what it's about. Okay. I have no interest in it. First of all, it's a musical. I don't like watching musicals. I won't watch it. You know, if it's like a real situation type movie, I'll give it a shot. You know, like I'll watch Lincoln when it comes out on cable. I'm not going to go rent it, but I'll watch it.
I almost rented it the other night.
I saw Zero Dark Thirty. Wasn't that happy with it.
No?
No.
I liked it. It's really good.
I was not that happy with it.
Was it drawn out? Was it like long? Was it drawn out?
Completely. I mean, I liked the premise of it and everything.
You loved that they were torturing the Arabs for half the movie?
I thought that was fun.
I love that.
But honestly, that whole, like, the fact that, like, every year would pass, just fucking get to it. We all know what fucking happens. You ain't gonna ruin it for us. Let's go. Come on. That movie was so fucking long.
Yeah.
I really thought I was in a DMV watching that movie. I was like, holy shit, how long
is this? I couldn't keep up with all the fucking names.
She saw me. I was fidgeting. I'm like, I gotta pause this movie because I have to have a cigarette.
I was with Mark on that. At one part during the movie, like, who the fuck they talking about?
Yeah, I couldn't keep up. I just couldn't keep up with all the fucking stupid Arab names.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Whoa, Swahili?
Right from Africa.
But it was, I mean, I'm not saying it was a horrible movie. I was expecting better, and I was not thrilled with it at all.
Best part was obviously the end when they went in there, and that wasn't even
Even that, it was kind of a buzzkill. Like, they show her walking up to the... You know, to the body and the body bag, and you could kind of see like
the beard
and his nose, his big ass nose. And I'm like, I was kind of a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
I hear you.
You know, I mean, get into it, you know, see fucking gaping hole in his head where they shot him. You know, let's show everything. Let's do it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
They kind of made the fucking soldiers look like, recluses in a sense. Like, remember when they were shooting the fucking women in the building?
Yeah,
they were just shooting everybody. They're like, fuck them all.
Well, yeah. I mean,
no, I'm not calling them out for that. I'm just saying the way they portrayed it though in the movie, they kind of made them real heartless. And I don't think that was the case at all. I think they were just doing.
I think to do that mission,
they're clearing the room, and that's just part of the. Don't make it sound like they're just going in there just killing it. There was dogs in there. They didn't shoot the dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the dogs are the only things they shouldn't have shot.
They didn't.
They should have shot the women and the children.
I think they did. Most of the women and kids. Well, no, I think two kids.
One of his, couple of his wives got shot.
A couple of his
good.
Wives.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
I don't know. I thought the movie could have been better and a lot shorter. I don't think it had to be that long.
It did drag out a little bit, but I liked it.
She's the same chick that directed that other movie about the bomb movie with the fucking.
That was a good movie. That was a way better movie than this movie.
It was long, too.
The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. It was long.
It wasn't that long.
No.
Look it up.
I thought it was pretty long.
Look it up. Zero Dark Thirty was about 30 hours. As opposed to fucking The Hurt Locker. I mean, it was just under 2 hours, I think, The Hurt Locker. The other movie was almost 3 hours long. It was ridiculous, man. I was like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
The Hurt Locker was a way better movie than Zero Dark Thirty. I liked it. I thought it was great. The whole story and everything. This one was just... And the fucked up part is this is all based on true events. And it's like, wow, you couldn't even make it a little bit more interesting, a little less shorter. You know, like, what the fuck?
It's the Missy Carr theory. Life is boring.
Yeah. Not enough imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But other than that, there's... I don't think I've seen any... Oh, I saw Broken City. That was pretty good.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Wasn't bad. It was definitely better than Contraband. I can guarantee you that. You won't be disappointed like Contraband. And what was the other one? Shit. I know there was another one. I just can't remember what the fuck it was. Oh, I was just about to rent Gangster Squad.
Yeah, that just came out on Redbox. I think I heard it up this week.
I keep hearing good things about it, so.
Yeah, it looks good.
Sean Penn looks like a badass motherfucker in this one.
Yeah.
So I think maybe this weekend I'll rent it.
Are you looking forward to the Superman?
Yes.
Man of Steel reboot?
Yes, extremely. Yeah. Well, I mean, how can you not? Same guy that wrote the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah, looks good.
You know, it can't. How bad can it be? It can't be as bad as that last one I did.
Oof, no.
I mean, I didn't hate it as much as everyone else did, but it definitely wasn't better than the original.
You know, I've never been a big fan of Superman.
Me neither, but, you know.
Like, the original movies I liked, well, the first two, I thought were really good.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I've just never been a big fan of Superman. He's
just
not.
Can't get over the fact that Superman can't walk anymore. Wheel before Zod. he's dead now. Rest in peace. It's...
Yeah, that definitely is.
I think it looks really good. Yeah. I'll definitely watch it.
I'm not sure about Kevin Costner being in it and being like
the. He's playing.
He's got a smaller role.
He's playing. What's his face?
His dad, right?
Yeah. The like adopted
Earth
dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who cares? I mean,
as long as you have to do a fake British accent, we're good.
He can't do a fake British accent.
Horrible.
He didn't bother.
Yeah.
Robin Hood. He didn't bother. He was just like, yeah, I'm Robin of Locksley, and everybody else is doing all British accents, you know, and he's a. He's like, he speaks the way they speak in a sense, like, he'll say something like, I've wronged you in another life.
Uh-huh.
He does it, as an American.
No.
English, he has
British.
No acting skill. Yeah. Like, he's been in great movies.
Yeah.
But no range at all. This guy.
It's all the same.
No range at all. Every movie, exact same one. And I'm not going to lie, Kevin Costner's been in some great movies as well as bad ones.
Yeah.
I mean, Waterworld was fucking terrible. Oh,
I didn't say it.
Don't.
No interest in saying it.
Yeah.
I think I'd try the Silver Linings Playbook one more time before I try to watch Waterworld again.
Waterworld.
Yeah, to me, Silver Linings Playbook was like an HBO movie. Like, if there's absolutely nothing on.
Not even worth it, man.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Not even worth it. I even have to say this. De Niro was a horrible, horrible actor in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Then why are people making a big
deal
about it?
I don't know. You know why? Because the fucking asshole that wrote this movie is about mental illness.
From this area.
Who gives a shit? My point is that
the
asshole that wrote this movie,
the
movie's about mental illness, and he wrote this, it's inspired from his own daughter, who's mentally ill, or son.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
No, none of that here. It's bullshit, man. It really is. It's horrible. It's like, I don't give a shit about your fucked up kid. Why do I have to suffer on this? Like, that was a wait. What was it, 99 cents to rent that fucking thing? Whatever it was? Or was it free? I forget. What did you get the...
It was like buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
And it's like $2 for one.
Yeah.
$1.02. Something like that.
Yeah. Mental illness. De Niro was terrible in this movie.
I just... Is it just because a group of people say it's fucking great? It's like a fad to say it's great. I don't understand why people make a big deal about it.
I don't know either.
You're not the first person that told me it stinks.
Like when No Country for Old Men came out, everybody was like, this movie's fucking crazy. And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't look that great. Yeah. I watched it. I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It was a great movie, you know? And I understand why people made a big stink about it. Yeah. I'm like, I was wrong. They were right. I ended up loving the movie. This serial killer shit is awesome. Now people are buzzing about the Silver Linings Playbook, and you're like, all right, maybe there's something to it. Give it a shot.
No.
Fucking unwatchable. Horrible.
Again, there was nothing in the previews that made me think, I should see this at some point.
But yet, it's a big deal.
Everywhere you go, it's a big deal. All the award shows, all the fuck, just commercials, everything.
The only thing I was happy about with the previews is that I found out Chris Tucker's still alive.
He was barely in it.
Yeah.
At least as much as I watched, he was barely in it.
I'm just happy he's still alive.
There was the only thing that was memorable that I can actually remember that was worthy of remembering was Bradley Cooper's character was in a mental institution, and he was getting out, and his mom came to pick him up because he was getting released that day. And he asked his mom if they could take Chris Tucker home, too, because he was getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, about a half hour into the drive, you know, the mom gets a phone call from the institution and asks if that guy, if Chris Tucker's there, because he wasn't supposed to leave.
Oh, nice.
So they had to turn around and take him back or whatever. That was it. That was the only thing I remember of that movie. That and how bad Robert De Niro was in this movie. Robert De Niro didn't care about anything but the Eagles in this movie. Like, seriously, like, if his son was struggling with something, or if he was acting like a dick or an asshole, he'd be like, son, quiet, the Eagles, you gotta be right here. You gotta sit right here and watch the game. Like, that was it, and I'm like, what is he doing? Like, he's better than this. He's fucking terrible in this movie. He's unwatchable in this movie.
But he looked at the script and said, this is gonna be a good role. Like,
he cried during the interview of this movie. He felt bad for the son or daughter of the guy that wrote it. Or directed or whatever.
Fucking faggot.
A little bit. He was really bad, man.
Fruitcake!
I was just totally disappointed with
it. Yeah, I don't. It's just like, it's like fucking Mumford and Sons. Like, everybody makes a big deal. I try to listen to that music and it's like, what the fuck is this?
She likes that.
You like that shit?
I don't understand
how.
I don't either.
I don't
understand how that shit's called rock. They win Grammys for rock.
Yeah, I don't get it.
How? How's that rock? There's a banjo in it. When the fuck did banjo?
I love it. I like folk music and bluegrass and all that stuff. And basically, they're bringing that into sort of like today's music.
Yeah.
So, but it
I
is.
Know what they're doing, but I don't think
it's garbage.
Yeah, I don't think it's good.
But I like that kind of garbage. Music. I always have.
It's garbage.
I like garbage.
That's your opinion.
Garbage is a good band. Yeah. I like them.
It's hot garbage.
The only kind of music I don't like is rap. So there's not much.
Thank God they didn't do the intros. Hightailing it out of here. Yeah, like me and her, we differ a lot in the music department.
I'm sure.
Like she likes country. I fucking hate country.
Probably like rock music.
I know you do, but you don't. That's not what. When we get in your car, there's always shit that I don't want to fucking
hear. Playing in my car. You never know.
Every time I'm in your car, it's like Katy Perry or.
I do not. Listen to
whatever's
Perry.
On the radio station you're listening to. Dude, it's horrible.
I don't listen to Katy Perry.
It's horrible.
I don't know. Apparently you do.
Or there'll be some sort of like, you know, pop song that I just don't, you know, like. She'll listen to, yeah, hold on. What's that?
Radio 104.5. That's the station I listen to, and it's kind of like.
Gay.
What would that music be classified as? But like Mumford and Sons is one of the
yeah, it's got all that shit. There. They mix a little bit of like Black Keys will be there from
yeah,
time
Black
to time.
Keys,
okay,
but it'll be Coldplay, mostly
stuff like that.
Yeah,
Foo
but
Fighters
it's
is on there
barely. They just throw that in there just to show they have one ball.
Smashing Pumpkins. It's good music.
It's not real rock though, for the most part. It's just there. It's kind of shitty.
Rock too.
You do. Well, I know, but that's only because I'm listening to it.
No,
you don't choose it on your
Steve
own.
Station. I have that on my radio.
Let's see. What's that President Steve
well,
station?
I have a
MMR. They've been around forever.
They've only been around for 100 years.
Yeah. Preset on my radio.
Pierre Robert's
so
like 75.
You have CDs in your car right now?
Not really.
No?
Yeah.
Which
I
ones?
Do.
Which ones?
You won't know any of them, probably.
Just say. Maybe I will.
Tim Armstrong.
I have
he was
no
a wrestler.
Idea. I have no idea. Stretch's cousin. Stretch Armstrong. That doll you pull apart. Who else?
I have a mix one in there that you
dubstep
requested.
The dubstep?
That I requested. It's got a bunch of different stuff in there.
Yeah, because she doesn't know how to download music illegally, so I had to do it for her and make a disc for her. So go ahead.
Okay, I've got Citizen Cope. I love Citizen Cope. I think we've got two different
heard of them.
Pope.
Yeah,
heard of them.
Drummer kick it.
Yeah, I heard of them. Yeah,
I like them.
Garbage. Yeah,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. What
I have
else?
A Foo Fighters in there.
Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
Who gave it to you?
You,
of course. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to plant the seed.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
No, I'm just gonna want to do that.
Yeah, judging by you, no.
You don't want to do that.
Go on.
I'm trying to think which The Agrolites.
Who?
Sounds like a cult. You're not allowed.
It's like a ska punk. It. It's like ska punk.
Ska punk.
Like what? Yeah. Like the Mighty Boss Stones type thing?
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing they're it back from the 90s?
Well, no, they're more ska, not punk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ska
it's
punk.
It's like a ska punk. Yeah.
Like, what's that band that...
Like, I always love, like, the Ramones, Sex Pistols.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
see,
that
shit.
Rancid. Uh-huh.
Rancid. They're yeah. more of a ska punk.
That's
so, what?
You guys started this.
I don't care.
I got a story about a fat guy who's starving and bored.
I'm just fine, thank you very much.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we definitely clash when it comes to music. My iPod is always playing when I'm at her house, and then when she goes to play it, I'm literally trying to smother myself with the pillows. Like, no!
Mm-mm.
Occasionally, I'll hear one song that I know, and I'll be like, I like that song. But then they go right back in the fight. Yeah, dude, if you played this for fucking 72 hours straight, I'd be fine. I'd be fine. But if I have to listen one more Mumford & Sons song, I'm going to fucking leave. You don't, but the station you listen to does. That iHeartRadio shit you listen to, oh, God.
Oh, dude,
that's
got
not a
off.
Station. That's like an app. That's like a phone app, a music
whatever.
Phone app.
It's horrible.
It's garbage.
Self-destruct.
iHeartRadio?
Mm-hmm. I don't like iHeartRadio.
You can listen to whatever is your favorite station on there.
Yeah, but all of them do that. Pandora does that.
Pandora's the shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. AOL Radio's not bad. They gotten way better than they used to be.
I like iHeartRadio.
I must have the different app. I hate radio.
Radio was dead.
Yeah, like when we talk about, like we've talked about what concerts we've both been to, and she's naming these people, and I'm just like, I obviously don't know who these people are, you know? Like I, you know, and you'll go to like so many concerts in a year, like you'll go to those like little ones in Philly. The one time you went to see AWOL Nation, and I was like, that's cool. You know, I don't know if I'd actually see them in concert, but that's cool. I like their music.
I just saw Dave Matthews Band. Well,
yeah. Yeah, that was the one you didn't invite me to. We already had this discussion.
Oh, why did you invite him to that?
She invites her asshole friend instead, who ditches her every time they fucking go out.
I want to get a divorce.
because he hates the Lumineers, and I love the Lumineers.
I don't hate them. I'm sick of that one fucking song.
You're a fucking liar!
Well, he's expressed that he doesn't care for the Lumineers. And I didn't think he was really
that.
That
song
Matthew
is just
band,
so.
So well.
Every commercial plays that song. That hey ho song?
Yeah.
Hey ho.
Oh, hey.
I want to get a divorce. That's so funny.
I want to get a divorce.
Oh, shit. I don't dislike Dave Matthews Band. I have a couple of their CDs, the older ones, when they were good, but. Yeah, I like them. I never had a problem with them. There's certain, like, you know, I've seen Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty.
I would love to see Tom Petty.
That was a great fucking concert. Billy Joel, Elton John. You know, they don't always have to be, like, harder. You know, like, doesn't have to always be Metallica.
Fucking hate Dave Matthews.
I'm not a fan of his at all.
You know what? We actually left during Dave Matthews. We didn't really.
They were just there to see the Lumineers.
I went to.
No, that's. I mean, I wanted to see Dave Matthews. It just really wasn't that good.
I went to Woodstock in 99. And when Dave Matthews got on, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to the other stage. I got up, turned around. There were like fucking 30 girls with their tits hanging out. Ah, Dave Matthews. I was like, I'm fucking staying. hate this music, but fuck this. I'm staying.
That's right, man. He does got a following.
He does.
But, yeah, he does.
You know.
His music's shit.
He kind of makes me laugh, though, in some of the movies he's been in.
He plays a good fucking fag, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah? What's a good fucking fag to you?
Watch him. Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was
Chuck
in that
and Larry
movie.
And he's in another one.
He was trying to get him to try that.
I saw him. I have no idea what he's been in.
Have you seen Chuck and Larry?
Yeah.
You remember when what's her name?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel was trying to get Adam Sandler to try on different clothes.
Right.
There was a guy who was working there, and he was like, He kept nodding his head. Mm-hmm. That's Dave Matthews. He was trying to, like, get with Adam Sandler, and he was like, no, I have a ring or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was him. He was also in the one with Jennifer Aniston where they go on a vacation. He's trying to impress that girl.
Yeah.
With,
I forget the name of that.
Just go with it.
There you go.
I never saw it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm missing nothing.
Yeah. But, he's kind of fucking weird in a sense. But he's kind of funny, too, at the same time. I don't know. You're like, wow, that's Dave Matthews. You expect something completely different. And he's like just a regular asshole like everybody else.
Fucking hate jam bands.
Now, the worst is Fish.
Well, yeah.
They're the fucking worst.
That's what they're known for. They just go out there and play fucking
They do like 18-minute songs and they just play musical instruments and you're like, what? I don't even know what I'm listening to. I can't even tell the difference between this song and the one that just played, or is it the same song? It's literally like 20-minute songs, and you're just like, this is fucking terrible. You know, I was watching...
You like Fish?
No.
No. We were watching...
Missy loves Fish.
Missy smells like Fish.
You probably smell like Fish when you get off the thing.
Sorry,
dude. Missy, sorry.
What the fuck,
so much for birthdays, dude. Birthday treat.
I really hope you fucking get Lou Gehrig's disease.
We were watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen this year, no.
No, it's pretty good.
I heard Public Enemy was fucking...
Dude, they were fucking awesome.
Yeah. Fuck.
They were awesome. You weren't getting a kick out of that one, were you?
No.
No, she wasn't. She especially didn't like the line, Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. She was like, what? She loves Elvis.
I love Elvis, too, but, you know.
Yeah, that was funny. They didn't cut that out at all, too.
They didn't?
No. Mm-mm.
I don't really care for Public Enemy anyway. So it wasn't just
I'm sitting there saying how much you were like my favorite.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't just that line.
There are no Mumford and Sons.
I don't feel any special ways about Mumford and Sons either.
Public Enemy's fucking...
He just keeps using as an example.
Legends.
Yeah. Yeah, Chuck D was...
I mean, I don't think Elvis was... He said Elvis was racist because he had black people working for him as like butlers and fucking maids and shit.
That's what they did back in the day.
I mean, you know.
And he stole their music too. I get that too. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, who didn't?
Elvis had affirmative action before it was a law.
Hey, Sambo, go make me that peanut butter and banana sandwich. Who else was in it? It was one of the better ones this year. Hart got inducted.
Oh, did they?
They actually sounded really good, but I just can't get over how bad the lead chick is.
She get fat? Fatter?
She's like 60-something years old, and she looks like Roseanne Barr. I mean, she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She used to be like super, super thin or whatever. And who else got fucking inducted? I forgot.
Was Ronnie Wood's band or anything? No.
I'm trying to think.
Nice year.
Oh, Rush. Rush got inducted. And they were all like, you know, it's about fucking time. Because they've been around forever. They've been around forever. Rush has been in every fucking movie you've loved.
I don't care.
In the last 10 years, for sure.
So... What?
And that was pretty good. I like that. I'm just going to talk to him because.
Yeah, well, I'm interested because I wanted to see it.
It's all on demand. It's on HBO on demand.
Who are some of the older jazz players that got inducted?
I don't think nobody gives a fuck about it. It's easy with that. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you're really going to get bombarded with sound bites now if you start talking about that. No. Oh, Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones, yeah.
They showed him with Michael Jackson in all stages of his life. They showed him when Michael was black. Then they showed him when he was a lighter shade of black. Then they showed him when he was about gray. And then he started turning to white. Like, he had five different noses in those pictures.
I'm only scarred about the face and breast, chest, neck, and head.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it.
Cool, yeah.
John Fogerty was there performing, which was cool. Creedence. They're saying that they might get back together.
Really?
And do another tour. That'd be interesting.
I wonder if anybody really is going to care about that.
Really? Creedence?
Yeah, I like them, but...
Oh, shit, dude. I'll fucking go watch them.
Okay. I would, too.
If I could afford Rolling Stones tickets, I'd go see them, too.
Me, too.
Because you know they're just about done.
Like, they don't have enough fucking money. They charge all that money for tickets.
They're fucking... The tickets are like $1,000 for one.
Vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Just take an iPod filled with Rolling Stones and go to a nice destination.
I would never spend that type of money on a concert ticket.
No. $1,000? No, not at all.
I spent about almost $350 on the Foo Fighters concert that you and I went to, but we had the fucking the club box.
Right.
It was worth it. It really was.
Yeah, I would spend the extra money for a club box, but like that's like the top I would spend.
Absolutely. $350. I mean, it was like, for two of us. It wasn't each. Yeah. I wasn't going to, you know, but that was worth it. It was great seats. We could see everything. It was like right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't beat that.
Mm-mm.
Had our own bar service.
Yeah,
our
own bathroom.
That's the way to do it.
It really is.
That is the way to do it. If you got the loot, that's the way to do it.
Did you drop a deuce while you were there?
No.
I would have. For $350, please. I'd have fucking stunk that bitch up.
I would have put it in a fucking... I would have left the upper decker.
A lot of places you can't. They don't have the tank.
Yeah, the tank. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Do you know what an upper decker is?
No.
You don't know what an upper decker is?
When you shit in the top tank of the toilet...
And then every time you flush,
every time you flush shit water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Learning hour with the Jersey Jerk Show.
So if that happens at your house.
Or work, an angry employee you fucking just taking shit because they're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever get mad at your sister, go ahead and drop one in the top tank. Have her flush. And she'll be like, it just won't go down.
I shit bricks. Yeah.
They were pretty gross. No, I there was no reason for me to take a deuce during that concert.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. It was just like...
Well, I'm such an anxious mess that I probably would have to take a deuce.
I think you just like...
With the fucking crowd.
Mark is like a dog. He just likes marking his territory. Like, yeah, yep.
Only like maybe like six people total, including us in the box.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah. It's like Missy. Six people at one time in their box. You watch next week, she'll be here and I won't be. My luck, I have no idea. I don't forget why she took off tonight. I think she said she was going to another concert or something.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
She went on a fancy date, she said, to the art museum. I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder what she saw that was interesting to her.
I don't know. Did they actually let her inside the art museum? Or did they just walk by it?
The Tart Museum.
Her and Jesus. She posted a picture and a whole bunch of people were commenting on it, about her and him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was like, oh, he actually does look like Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So she's like out there with him now. She put a picture out with him.
Missy. Jesus Christ! The Messiah!
Missy, the most unreligious person you'll ever meet with a guy who looks like the most popular religious figure in like history of this planet.
He looks like Jesus.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's got like the Jesus beard and I don't know. Does he have the Jesus hair still?
He's got the straight hair. Yeah, it's like straight. Yeah.
At that point, why not just go all the way? Just fucking walk around in a robe and sandals and just start waving your hands around like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Cut your palms open too. Scare the shit out of people. Yeesh.
That's a little extreme.
It is, but yeah. I don't know. It's totally not. I just couldn't picture her. It's a weird couple to me, but because she's different from her last dude. So it's like the polar opposites, you know?
Yeah, Jesus, the devil, then Jesus.
Yeah. So, but I can't wait to ask her what the hell she did in there. If she actually did, you know, learn
should
something.
Be interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she'll fuck up some facts about the
of
artwork
course.
In there.
It's Missy we're talking about.
I saw the Mona Lisa. Whatever.
I guess that'll be next week.
Yeah. Hopefully you're here.
I'm sure I will be.
Cool. Nice having you here.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
talking to your girlfriend there.
Always end on a strong joke.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
But before, I'll tell you about Tweaked Audio. TweakedAudio.com. You know about Tweaked Audio, Sarah?
I love Tweaked Audio.
She has the natural mic'd wood grain.
Oh, have you used the mic yet?
She uses it all the time.
I've used the mic just a few times, only from like.
Oh, I thought. I'm sorry. I'm thinking the earbuds. Yeah. She uses them every day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about them. I haven't used the mic part of it.
It works great.
The mic on mine. I've used it since it does work great, but I just like it never gets tangled. I mean,
right.
I use it. Pretty much every day.
Cool. Good. Well, it comes in seven styles, seven colors. Mic, non-mic, designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability, noise, reducing design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, all MP3 players, and most phones. Put in the code word JERKS and you'll get 33% off.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Also, free shipping and a limited lifetime warranty. TweakedAudio.com. Check it out.
Cool.
That's about it.
Bye, nigga!
Next week.
I'm going out, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.